It feels like the Jetsons. I mean, we always wanted it. There's a chance you're going to see it in Chicago in 2025. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Mary, Kevin Powell is in Houston covering the NCAA tourney. And on the phone is Brian Bernhard, the Chief Growth and Infrastructure Officer at Archer Aviation. Thank you so much for joining us, because when I saw a picture of this, I was like, holy smokes, that's something we only dreamed about happening. Tell everybody exactly what an air taxi is.
Sure. So thank you for having me on. And the dream's going to become a reality in 2025. And so our air taxi is an electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicle, short name eVTOL. It's a four-passenger, one-piloted vehicle. It's 100% electric, travels 150 miles an hour, has range up to 100 miles with quick 20 to 40-mile trips.
And it looks so foreign to us. I mean, the pictures, I went, whoa, but this has been in use for military applications, or has it been used in other parts of the world?
This specific vehicle hasn't been commercially flown yet, so we're still in the testing phase. This eVTOL vehicle, in terms of a look, is a combination of a helicopter and a fixed-wing aircraft. So it is currently not flying. It is in the production and testing process with the FAA.
So you would be able to jump on the air taxi at O'Hare and be downtown in, what, 10 minutes?
That's exactly right. Yep. And we want to make this experience as frictionless as possible. So 10 minutes is our target, and you are getting off your gate, getting in the vehicle, and then you're landing in downtown.
And where in downtown do you land?
Currently, the announced route is to the Chicago Vertiport in downtown, but we certainly want to do a great job of making this route available, but we certainly are excited to talk about potentially other routes in the future.
And Chicago is the first city to jump on and say, we're going to make this happen. Who else is looking at it?
So we've announced New York City and Chicago so far as our announced routes, and with our partners at United Airlines. So those are the two publicly announced cities so far, and hope more to come.
Brian Bernhard is a Chief Growth and Infrastructure Officer at Archer Aviation. They are bringing air taxis to Chicago in 2025. What's the cost for a trip like this?
Sure. I mean, so our opinion is very valuable. It's at the cost of an Uber block. So, again, you're getting a trip that is normally at least an hour and a half, in under 10 minutes. So the cost of an Uber block.
So the cost is what?
Of an Uber block.
Oh, okay. So the cost, so you're telling me like maybe 20, 30, maybe even $40 if there's a line or it's a high traffic time like Uber, that you'd be able to take this air taxi to downtown Chicago?
The pricing is dynamic, but generally speaking, it's likely going to be upwards of $100, the cost of an Uber block.
Okay. And that's per person, right?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. So what further testing needs to be done? And, Brian, have you been in one of these?
I've sat in our testing vehicle. We haven't actually flown in anyone. They currently aren't flown by humans yet because we're in the testing process with the FAA. But the FAA has a very safe and rigorous process to ensure any vehicle coming onto market getting certification is done correctly. So we are working hand-in-hand with them. And, you know, the dates that you're hearing that we're most excited to announce is we'll have this vehicle certified by 2025.
And will there be a pilot, or is it pilotless?
Yes, very important for us. It will be piloted.
Okay, good. That makes it comfortable for a lot of people. I mean, I was talking to John Williams today. He's like, if there's no pilot, I'm not getting in. I'd give it a try either way. So is this pending on FAA approval, or you already have the approval?
Pending approval. And it's a drawn out, very rigorous process, which we are working hand to hand with them. So it is not done yet, but there are many steps along that. So there's been, approval processes. We've gotten some approval so far, and the rest will come by 2025.
How high do they fly?
Up to 2,000 miles. So above the sky.
Oh my gosh. And so going into Chicago, obviously not going to be that high, but, I guess, out of the way of traffic, and in all types of weather?
Yep, this weather is the hot topic for sure for eVTOL. We're working through that with the FAA. You know, in this certification process, weather is always a key point to the FAA, so we're working through exactly what that means today.
And what are the qualifications for being a pilot of this type of aircraft?
Sure. Like a helicopter in airlines, but slightly less because the controls are a bit simpler and safer. So it'll be a little bit less than standard pilot hours.
It's interesting. Can people, is there any one website where people can go take a look at this? Because it's an interesting, I what would you call it? It's an air taxi, but give me the official name again.
eVTOL, electric vertical takeoff and landing.
All right. Where can they see it?
Our website is archer.com.
Thank you so much, Brian. Nice to meet you. I look forward to jumping in one of these things and testing it out.
Thank you so much.